What? It's your boy Luke P. Sanders, and I'm back with a brand new episode of Luke's Crazy Journey. Let's go ahead and get into it today, because today's episode is a serious episode titled My Cancer Scares. So when I was 18, the doctor found cysts, and I definitely want to talk about this because this is something that a lot of men don't talk about, and I think they should talk about, because cancer is super serious, because it's a killer. It can be a killer. So my cancer scares, y'all. So when I was 18, I was doing a checkup, right? And the doctor's trying to cyst on one of my testicles, and I was like, okay, wait, like, I'm not even sexually active. At this point, I wasn't. And I was like, okay, is this because I'm a virgin? Or, like, I just had all these thoughts in my head, and I went to go get ultrasound, and I was embarrassed, and it was just weird to me, in my opinion. But I was 18. They were professional. She could have been a little nicer, but she was professional, so I respect her for that. But so testicular cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, anal cancer, all these different cancers that men still can get and get, is something that more awareness needs to be brought to, because this is something that's very serious and something that men are dealing with. So I want to go ahead and move forward. A year later, the doctor found more cysts on my testicles, and at this point I was sexually active, so at this point I didn't know what to think. And then we did another ultrasound, and I was cancer free. So I don't know where it came from, but thank the Lord I was cancer free. Now let's go ahead and talk about something that's really serious that I've been dealing with for a year in December. So in December, my mom got really sick, and she went to the hospital. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They couldn't find out what was wrong with her, and they wanted to do a bone marrow test, and she didn't want to do it because they had to go in your bone and scrape off your bone, like, you know, get stuff off your bone. And she finally decided to do it. She listened to my dad, her husband, and she called me, and she said it was cancer. And I was devastated, because I was just like, what? My mama got cancer? So we found out she had cancer, and it's just been a battle ever since. We don't know what stage she's in, but the Lord has just been blessing her. Honestly, I know everybody ain't religious, but I'm not either. I'm spiritual. I believe the Lord has really been blessing her. She's been coming a long way. She just did a stem cell research, or a stem cell program, or stem cell procedure. There we go. Where they take out cells of your body, and then they put them back into your body, and it's said to prolong your life for 15 to 20 years. So she did that in June and July. She was in the hospital for about 3 weeks or so, and she had to go back a couple times, but her blood cells are all the way back up to 7,000, and she's doing good. She's doing good, y'all. So we just hope that she just starts feeling better and starts getting more strength, and she becomes more stronger. She becomes stronger, and you know, I don't think you guys knew, but that was a really big thing for me when my mom got cancer, because it was around the time, everything was happening at the same time. I was moving, I was trying to work, that wasn't working. My family still was not talking to me, and I don't know if it was because I had came out or because it was just mad because I hadn't talked to them. I still don't know why. But she just, not she, what am I trying to say? I was just in really, like, in a hate storm, because I was just like, she got cancer. I moved, and it didn't work out. And she needs me, but I don't know if I can be there for her. So I don't want to say I was losing my mind, but I just didn't want to be here. I didn't want to live that life of, honestly, not having the strength to be dependent on, living at home still, not having any income, depending on my parents for everything. And I didn't want to continue on with life. I just didn't want to. I wanted to stop and end life, because I didn't want my mom to be sick. I didn't want to be dependent on. I didn't know if I could be dependent on. So that's why I went into the mental hospitals, because I didn't know what to do anymore. I didn't know what was life. I didn't know what to do. Like, I just didn't. And those places kind of helped me put things back into perspective with therapy and with different programs and different medicine and different therapists and different psychiatrists. Lord Jesus, they gave it to me all. But I just didn't know what to do. So, you know, it's been an uphill battle, because that's been January 2021. It's still October 2021. So it's been a journey. Even as I'm recording this, I'm still kind of in a hard place mentally, because the people I was talking to, now I'm not talking to them no more, and I don't have any new people to talk to right now, or that's what it seems like. So I'm still dealing with that. So I don't want people thinking like, oh, he went to the hospital and they fixed him. Oh, Ayala Vinzen or Ayala fixed my life. She fixed people. She fixes people. It's not no simple fix to mental health. It's not no simple fix to cancer. So I want you to know that it takes time. And there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs. There's at some point this year I thought I could take on the world, that nothing was going to ever get me down again, because I felt so good when the medicine kicked in. And I was finally doing okay when they found the right medicine. And then when real life hit, even though I had the medicine as like a backup and I have the medicine to balance me out, I still am real. I still am human. And they don't have me on super crazy high doses, so I still feel real things. So when people slight me and diss me, I feel that. You know, I'm a sensitive person. I wear my heart on my sleeves. I'm a Cancer. So I feel it, and it feels real, and it stings really hard. So I don't want people thinking like, oh, yeah, it's an uphill battle. It can be an uphill battle. So if you're going to go and get help, just know that it's not going to be a simple fix. It's going to take time. But know it's worth it, because it's your life. If you're going to try anything, or you're going to give anything your all, give it your all for yourself, because you're worth it. And that's what I tell myself. If you're going to give it your all and try hard, you gave it all for the choirs. You gave it all for your career entertainment. Give it all for yourself, because you can't do nothing if you don't have yourself, because you won't be able to be there for nobody else. So I was just really like lagging and really, you know, down. So yeah, but let's talk about today's Black Toxic Spotlight. Let's switch gears. And today's Black Toxic Spotlight goes out to who? The person who created Calendly, because they are black. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know the person who created Calendly was black. Okay, boom. And then today's Queer Magazine Spotlight goes out to who? Kehlani. Bam, bam, bam. I wish I knew some of her music, but I don't. Off the top of my head. Or is it that one song? Boot up, da 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 da. That's LMA. Never mind. Don't get me. Don't get me for that. That's LMA. But as I'm wrapping up the episode, this very serious episode, I want to talk about just living life and going for the gusto, because you get one life, and life is hard as itself. Life is hard by itself, so. Just live life to its fullest, y'all. And just try with your might, because it gets hard and hard. Because for me, what's been hard for me is been figuring out what my purpose is, and then knowing what that purpose is, and then trying to figure out how to fulfill it. That's the part I'm at now. I know what my purpose is, but I'm trying to fulfill it. How do I get to fulfill my purpose? Because it's so hard. This is a transparent moment. Because I could just be hosting this show and act like, oh, I got a podcast. I'm good. I don't need to tell my listeners all my business. But instead of doing that, I'm being transparent, because I know that it's going to help and bless somebody. That's what I'm praying for. But, trying to figure out how to feel. I know I want to do music. I know I need to do a show, because I've been wanting to do a show. I was doing production. I had to cancel production this year because of many reasons. And I got really down after that. So after canceling that production, it's just been like hard trying to get back up. I had my good moments. These last couple of days have been really good. I've been happy. I've been in a good mood. I've been singing. Praise the Lord. But it's been hard. It's been really hard. But I'm getting there. I'm hanging on in there. Oh. But But no, make sure you tune in every Wednesday now at 12, 11 Central. Make sure you follow me, your boy, at Luke B. Sanders on all social media platforms. And at Luke City Podcast on all social media platforms for Luke's Crazy Journey. Don't forget to stay woke and to spread love.